Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Beauvais as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Deborah, and yes, this is the Kids for Love radio show and project, and I'm just really excited about how things are evolving with the show and the project. First of all, I should mention that it's live here at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston. It's a Dream Vision 7 radio production. We reach five states just by turning the dial. It's streamed online on our site, Dream Visions, the number 7, radio.com. And then this show, Kids for Love, is heard on Dream Vision 7, syndicated with other stations every Wednesday, 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern Time, and heard in over 135 countries. We have listenership now. I wanted to bring Alyssa right in. So, Alyssa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
That is quite an experience already. But anyway, let us get right into it. What happened in your life that you wanted to give to others? What got you started in your heart and mind as to wanting to start a nonprofit?
Well, I really wanted to do something one day, and I was thinking about what to do. So just books came into my mind to, like, give to kids, because that always helped me when I was younger, when I was going through a hard time.
Okay. And it's and you love reading?
Yes.
Okay. So did you start just collecting books? So how did you get started?
We started collecting used books around, like, my school, or asking my mom's friends or my friends for them.
Okay. And people started giving?
Yes. A lot of people started giving us, like, boxes of books. Like, we really got, like, a positive reaction from that, just getting used books.
And so then now, do you continue to give used books, or are they new?
We started giving new books now. Because it's nice to give for Christmas, for the gift for them.
Mm-hmm. And so your heart must be full. I mean, most kids, when you started, you were 10. Most kids at that age, you're thinking about what they're going to get from their parents, what they want to buy, a dress for school or something to that effect. But it's different because you wanted to start giving to other kids that were less fortunate. So how did that come by?
My mom always taught me to kind of, like, give to others. And it just sort of, like, when I was younger, I was kind of brought up just to give to others. So I always had that, like, with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, like, inspired my choice to kind of, like, want to give, like, books to help kids. And just the way my mom raised me kind of helped that happen.
Yeah, well, I love that, and I love the name, Alyssa's Bedtime Stories, and you've incorporated pajamas with the books. So now, who helps you? Because I know there are kids out there that are trying to figure out, well, what if they started to gather some items, and even what would they choose? So is there someone that's helping you?
My mom helps a lot with the charity. She is one of my main supports, like, throughout my whole charity. She supported me through it all. We also have four girls who help us, too.
Good.
And they're a big help throughout the charity, too.
Good. And now, do you gather and take donations all year long, or are you giving books and pajamas all year long, or are you focusing on the holiday time?
If someone emails us or contacts us, we are always willing to give books whenever. We collect books and pajamas throughout the whole year. And we, like, if a family contacts us and they tell us that they need books, like, in summer, pajamas during the summer, we'll like, gladly send them a package.
Wonderful.
But our main focus is Christmas, because we do give them mostly as gifts to children in multiple shelter homes.
And now you work with the shelters, right, and the homeless groups. So do they come to you and say, oh, we need this size and that size, or we have, you know, 12 boys and 6 girls, and then you package accordingly?
Yes. We all our packages are made, like, specifically for the age and for the girl or a boy. We go through all the books, and we handpick them. Like, if it's for a 2-year-old girl, we'll pick like one specifically for a girl and specifically for her age. And then for the pajamas, we also pick them for their size and age too, and gender.
Good. And what, I mean, you must just seeing their faces. Do you go there and deliver them, and just to see their faces must fill your heart up with love?
Yes. We're invited to a lot of their Christmas parties, and that's where we give some of the books and the gems out to them, and we actually get to see their faces and see how happy they get when they get their gifts.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. And let's bring Lillian, your mom, in. Lillian, are you able to share the phone?
Sure. How are you?
Hi. Well, now I have to ask you, Lillian, to instill giving back to kids and just giving back in general, because most of the times the kids are looking for what they can receive. And as you must have learned somewhere along the way, that, you know, when you give more, you receive more. So tell us about how you instill this. And do you have other kids as well?
Yes, I have a 5-year-old and a 19-month-old.
Oh, you have a newborn.
Yes,
almost.
He's 19 months old, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so I am quite busy, but I was actually born in Guatemala, and I grew up very, very poor. So it was very important for me to teach Alyssa what it's like to be without and how much she needs to appreciate what she has. And from day one, I've always shared some stories with her with how I grew up. So for
very
me, it's
nice.
Very important.
Wow. And so, and I imagine that the 5-year-old is chipping in their way as well.
Well, he understands a little bit. He knows that all the pajamas and the books that we have, they're not for him. He knows that they're going to kids that are in need of it.
Yes.
So he does have an understanding of what we're doing.
Good. And so tell the, we've got few minutes before we have to take our first break, and tell everyone how you receive these donations. You have different funding events, and people just send you donations through your website, but you're actually busy creating events.
Yes. I do a lot of the making plans for fundraisers, making phone calls. Most of the time, we set up tables at events and hand out info about our charity and let people know what we do and how to reach us. We have a Facebook page. We have a website, which is alyssabedtimestories.org. We have a PayPal where people can make donations, or they can mail us monetary donations or books and pajamas.
Wonderful. And you have an event coming up in November, right?
Yes, we do. It's actually our biggest event, where it's when we raise the most money. And it's like the most important event because it's where we're going to get most of the money to buy the books and PJs for Christmas.
Wow. So what kind of event is it?
It's actually this year we always come up with a theme. This year the theme is red carpet. People can come and walk the red carpet, get their picture taken. We have a DJ. We have appetizers, and we also have a silent auction, which is our main purpose of having it to raise the money. So a lot of the businesses in Lancaster here donate gift certificates, products, anything that we can use for the silent auction that night.
Wow. Wow. That is, I'm still always amazed every story that I hear of how these organizations get started by kids. And usually it is a mom that's behind it, that's instilling, you know, the value of every person, and that we're all one big family in a sense, from a higher perspective, and instilling this in the kids to get active. So I want to give out the numbers to everyone when we get back. Everyone out there, a parent, a child, feel free to give us a call. Ask Alyssa or her mom about any question you might have on your mind, how much time it takes. The numbers 617-237-1234. Toll free 866-338-9663, and we'll give those numbers when we come back. Don't go away.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Deborah, and you're listening to the Kids for Love radio show. It is a live broadcast at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston every first Saturday at 2 p.m. The show is also heard every Wednesday on our own station, DreamVision7Radio.com, and it's heard twice a day. And anyone that would like to call in, we would love to hear from parents or kids to ask Alyssa Duraco, who is our co-host today. She started just when she was 10 years old. She's 15 years old now. In the time that they have been, her mom, been collecting donations, they have given over 10,000 books and 3,000 pairs of pajamas to children in need. So they get a book and the jammies, which I love, and they're all about bringing joy to kids' lives. And as we know, in this country alone, there's thousands and thousands of kids in need. So Alyssa's organization is a 501c3. It's NPA. Alyssa's bedtime stories can be found by going on their site. Alyssa is A-L-Y-S-S-A, and that is S I'm sorry, A-L-Y-S-S-A, bedtimestories.org. And she's also on Facebook. So, Lillian, please share a little more about the November event. You must have people helping you create this one red carpet. And do the local companies get involved with hands-on volunteers, or are they giving donations only, or how does it work?
Well, I start by, you know, we have a little bit of both. We have companies that some of them donate printing for us, you know, for the anything that we need for the event, they'll print it for us for free. And then we also have companies who sponsor us. And then we also have companies or businesses that will donate items or gift certificates. So we get a little bit of help for everything. Now, all the planning for the party is my husband and my daughter and I who do all the planning. We're looking for locations, looking for people to donate. Like this year, we have somebody donating cupcakes. So we have people that are donating their, we have photographers coming that will donating their time. So we get a little bit of everything, and we do a lot of the work ourselves.
But it has, it sounds like it has grown so much in just 4 years. If you have companies that are giving, you know, making copies for you, doing different, donating their services, in other words, at no charge to you, knowing that you need these events to keep building the monies to buy the pajamas and books.
Yes, correct. You know, it's actually this year is going to be our fifth year. We're going to be celebrating our fifth year. And, yeah, we are actually amazed how far we've come. Honestly, this started as Alyssa wanting to do something to give back to where we are now, where we have been able to send to an orphanage in Guatemala for the last 3 years for Christmas. We've sent to Honduras so far. So, and then besides donating to shelter homes and families in need, there's other charities around here that reach out to us that we donate to and help them out. We had just sent to Colorado where they had the flood. We just sent over 100 pajamas because they were in need of clothing. So we do a little bit of everything, and honestly, we are amazed how far we have come.
Well, I am honored to hear all that you do. So you're not only giving to the local homeless shelters and different organizations like that, but when you hear of something like the floods in Colorado, you're sending books and pajamas out there as well.
Yes, we have traveled to New Jersey too when they had the hurricane. We actually we had a friend of ours who volunteered to take a truck, and we followed them, and we went to New Jersey and personally deliver books and pajamas to a school that had a lot of children that had lost their homes, and we actually gave a lot to them. But it was kind of nice going down there and actually meeting them.
Wow, and Alyssa went as well?
Yes, it was Alyssa and the other four girls that help us out, and one of the parents.
Yeah, wow. So now, how does that make you feel? I mean, I know from the work that I do that when you give, you fill yourself up with love, and love is healing on a physical level and emotional level. But how do you feel over this time with doing this? I mean, it just must fill you up with so much love and gratitude for all that you're doing.
Yes. You know, I always tell people I don't get anything out of this. We just do it because it feels great to help somebody else in need. And honestly, you never know when you'll ever be in their position. And, you know, I'm always, you know, growing up poor and growing up in another country and knowing what it's like to be without and know that I can actually help somebody is just an amazing feeling to me. And that's why I do it. I like the feeling that I get when I'm helping somebody who desperately needs it. And just the thank you that we get from them is plenty for us.
Yes, that's beautiful, beautifully said. So now, Alyssa, during the break, I had been mentioning that one of my granddaughters started collecting socks, and she named her little company Socks for Tots. Now, she's just started collecting socks, so she doesn't even know where that's going to take her. But I know in our town, we live in a small town, but there are kids during the holidays that will send in to the post office what they'd like. And there are kids that are sending in, they need socks, they need underwear, and always we don't know how many people are in need. So when you started, I know you started getting used books. Were you collecting them from a store, a bookstore, or what did you do to just start at the very beginning?
We asked friends and family mostly, and they helped us get a lot of our books and stuff. We didn't really start buying from stores until like later on.
Mhm. Okay. And so through them, and that's what we're doing on our end. So through them, that's how the books developed, and then into the. Now the pajamas, were they incorporated right at the beginning, or did they come later?
They came about a year later.
And was that your idea?
I think it was that both of us, we thought, what else can we add to it? And we both agree that pajamas would be a good thing to it. And we're actually thinking about adding one more thing to it in hopes that maybe. We're thinking about talking to, you know, local dentists around here, the area, and adding toothpaste and toothbrushes to it.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're working on that right now.
It's a whole bedroom routine, brushing your teeth, getting in your jammies, and then reading a book.
Correct. So that's our next add to it.
Good. That's perfect. I love that.
Yes.
And now, Alyssa, with what you have learned, have you thought about where this is going in the future for you?
We have hopes for the future. We don't exactly know what's going to happen. We have a lot of things that we do want to happen in the future. Like, eventually we want to end up traveling to Guatemala and seeing some of the girls that we donate to, because we donate to a shelter there. And we just see it getting really big. Because it's already gotten so big in the last 5 years that we've been doing this. Like, this started from just getting used books, and it turned into something huge. We're, like, radio shows, like, you guys are talking to us, and we never expected this.
So you want to get on some other radio shows, is that what I'm hearing?
We would just like to be known a little bit more, you know, and just letting people know what we do, and we know that this Christmas we're going to be super busy because more people know about us, and I'm sure more people are going to reach out to us to help them. So we just want to help as much as we can, and we move past our town and go to other towns and maybe other states and other countries and just help as many people as we can.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, we're going to be taking a break in a couple of minutes, so I want to give out your information again. It's Alyssa BedtimeStories.org, and she's on Facebook as well. And you can, there's a donation button right there on their website, and you can give, you know, a dollar. There's plenty of kids out there that may want to give just a dollar, or just able to give a dollar. And every dollar it is as important as the next. And get your parents involved out there. And we're still looking for anyone that would like to call in and talk with Alyssa. Our numbers here at 1510 are 617-237-1234. I'll do it again, 617-237-1234, toll free 866 338-9663. Again, 866-338-9663. And we will be going out for a break. Don't go away. And I should mention, we have another 30 seconds. The drawings that we have, an eight-week session for kids for yoga at Buddha Kids Yoga in Massachusetts. And that's an eight-week session. We also have award-winning Coloring for Joy. It's a new Mandela coloring book, and it's a very full of energy. It's an amazing book. And also from Mind Works for Children with Dr. Roxanne DeLeo in Boston, two children CDs focused on self-esteem and happiness. So anyone calling in will automatically go into those drawings. We'll be back in a moment.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723. Or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Intuitive Children with Dr. Nikki show, where you'll discover holistic strategies and techniques that support intuitive and empathic children in our homes, in schools, and in healthcare. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that'll help you improve the lives of these magnificent children and help their inner light shine even more brightly on the planet. Our program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough? Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Welcome back, everyone. I wanted to mention the music that you are hearing during break time is from musician Francine Jarry, and she's in Canada. We actually air a lot of her music on the weekends on DreamVision7Radio.com. I also wanted to mention to everyone AlyssasBedtimeStories.org. There's an S after the Alyssa, so it's let me just spell the whole thing. It's Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A-S, bedtime, B-E-D-T-I-M-E, and then stories. So Alyssa's bedtime stories.org. So let's talk about your family, because there are so many people out there that have looking for being able to pay their mortgages, those kinds of things. And you're a family that is an everyday family, but you're doing all this good work for those that are in need of the things that you provide, like the pajamas and books and toothbrushes and things that are coming along. And that's something you wanted to share. So go right ahead, either Alyssa or Lillian.
I think some people think that you have to be, you know, famous, or you have to have a huge business or have tons and tons of money to be able to run a charity. You don't. You just have to have it in your heart to want to do it. We're a regular everyday family. We are very lucky to have everything that we have. And Alyssa is very lucky to have a lot of things that a lot of kids don't have. So for us, it's important to give back, even if, you know, if it's just helping somebody with an everyday thing. You just don't have to be somebody famous. You don't have to have lots of money. You can just do something small to help somebody else.
Right. And you can start right away. Sometimes when we put it off waiting for a time when we'll have some extra funds, it never gets started. And you can start with $5 and go from there.
Yes.
Yes. So Alyssa, I wanted to ask you, have you thought about college and what you would like to do as a career? Has that been something that has been on your mind now that you're 15?
I want to go to college. I do want to end up going. I'm not sure where. But I know I do want to go to school for cosmetology.
Oh, good. Good. So you can make everyone beautiful. So that's, do you think that as you get older you'll continue with your nonprofit?
Of course. It's like part of me. It's not like a job or anything. It's something that's like part of my life, an everyday thing, because I always have it here. It's not something I just want to quit. It's important to me.
Hmm. I just love that, Alyssa. You're so special. I don't know if you're, we're all special, but you're extra special for doing this, and I thank you for all that you're doing. Tell us, do you have books and pajamas all piled up in an extra room or things of that? How do you store everything?
We have a lot of our books in a storage room, and we also have our books all in our garage. And the pajamas, too.
And now, where do you get the pajamas? Do you buy them from one store and able to get a discount now because you're buying so many?
We try to always get a discount. I'm very good at looking for sales. We have people on Facebook sometimes messaging me going, hey, Target has them for sale. So whenever I hear that they're having them for sale, we run to the store and get them. I do go out on Black Friday. That's when I get my best deal. So we
you do a lot of work.
Yeah, we keep an eye on sales.
Okay. And do any of the, like, Target or any of the big companies out there, have they donated any to you?
No, we actually tried, and they know about us. We're hoping maybe, you know, once we get a little bigger, that maybe we'll have more companies wanting to. Now, with the books, we've gotten very lucky the last 2 years. We have Books a Million, who, for the second year this year, will partner up with us with a book drive for Christmas, and we get a lot of books from them. Every time somebody comes to the store to shop, they can buy a book and donate it to us, and last year was amazing. We got tons of books, and this year they just called actually last week and offered to do it again for us this year.
Oh, beautiful. And yes. So are they, every time someone buys a book at the store, the Books Million, or online, they donate a book to you, or they're donating funds to you?
No, every time a customer comes to the store, they ask them if they want to purchase a book to donate to us, and the customer can choose to donate it to us. They can write a little note in it and write who it's from, and it gets donated to us.
Oh, how special. I love that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So we're excited. Yep.
Yes, and so now they're doing that with you. Well, hopefully, you know, with this show as well, it will help expand so other big organizations will help because, as we know, every child out there, whether they're 2 years old or whether they're 17 years old, we all wear pajamas and we all read.
Yes, absolutely. We get a list from all the shelter homes, and we could have newborns till kids are 17, 16 years old. So we have a range of size, and, you know, like I said, we get the list from the shelter homes, and sometimes you never know what size you're going to need the most.
Yes. And I think I asked this early on in the show. Do they actually give you a list of sizes that are needed and kinds of books, or you choose the books according to age-appropriate type thing?
We do get a list. Depending on the policy and the shelter home, they may only give us male or female and how old. In other shelter homes, they'll tell us their names. Male, female, and how old, so we're able to add a little label to each package with the person's name and size. And, you know, Alyssa has four friends that help out, and they kind of look at it and say it's a two-year-old, so they kind of try to think, what would a two-year-old read? So that's how we choose the books. And like I said, sometimes we do get a lot of information about the child.
Good, good. Wow. So now you've said that you've already done some other countries and you'd like to get into others. So even with the listeners, if you're, you know, as the show gets broadcast through the stations, whether you're in France or whether you're in South Africa, if if there is a need there, to let you know, and as yeah. well as to broadcast it everywhere so you can receive the funds to help.
Yes.
Is there, we're coming down to the last few minutes, is there anything else that you would like to share? Or, Alyssa, what would you like to share with the kids out there that are listening and just wondering whether they should go forward or not, or if they have the time?
I just kind of want to say, like I always say, is that you can do anything. Like, kids can do anything. Like, I was 10 when I started this. And just don't, if you're, like, looking to start a nonprofit or something, just don't give up, because it does get hard. It gets hard, and it gets rocky, but then it, like, eventually it'll smooth out and get better. And just, like, if someone discourages you, just keep going with it. Because, like I said, kids can do anything they want if they put their mind to it.
Very well said. I'm just truly impressed. And do you want to add anything to that, Lillian?
Just, you know, if they have it in their heart to want to give and help others, to go for it. You know, you may not get anything in return, but joy and the feeling that you help somebody out.
Right, and that's really a perfect message to lead the show with, because so many people are looking for things outside of themselves to fill them up, when yes. in fact the joy comes from giving, and that's yes. how you fill yourself up with the joy and the love. So I want to thank you so much for coming, taking this time and coming on the show, Kids for Love Project. And for everyone out there, go on Alyssa's site and give a donation, whether it's $1 or $5, whatever you can do. Alyssa's with an S, bedtimestories.org. Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you so much, Lillian.
Thank you so much for having us on.
You're welcome. Until the next time, everyone, this is it for Kids for Love Project today.
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.